We had a number of missed tackles in the football game. Yeah, we
didn't.
You know, we didn't tackle well. You just gotta, you know, emphasize it. You know, we worked on it today. That was one of our focuses today. It's something that, in the month of December, you must focus and concentrate on. And you know, hopefully, we got our message across. I think the players see it.
Is it odd to be at this point in the season and have to go back to basics?
No, you always, you know what, it kind of tells you as a coach, you know, hey, get back to the fundamentals and really, you know, go back to the basics and emphasize it even more, because this is the time where you really need those fundamentals.
Harry, was this game a little bit like the New Orleans game last year where you were really angry with your group and kind of let it be known? Did you let these guys know?
I don't think I had to. You know, we were all embarrassed by our performance. You know, we were all, we didn't, you know, that came out of, we can't explain why that happened. So I know this group's determined. They've had a good focus all week. They've been very focused in the meetings and on the practice field. So I expect them to do something about it.
You didn't see any quit?
No, I did not see that. I just thought that, you know, wow, you don't win a game if you miss a lot of football tackles.
So much has been made about the pass rush. Is there I know you've been trying every week, but is there anything you think this week that you can try and get them going?
Stop the run. That'll help a whole hell of a lot, you know. That'll help the pass rush tremendously.
And with JPP, how do you explain what's happened in those numbers that differ from last year to this year?
You know, I have a different approach. I mean, you know, everybody likes to look at his numbers. But when you look at the tape, JPP is really playing well. If he doesn't have, you know, we're used to him having wow plays and, you know, this and that. But he's still playing very good football. He doesn't have the numbers. Would I love for him to have the numbers? No doubt about it. But I think he is playing good football. He just doesn't have the wow numbers.
You know, the guys have said that a lot, that, you know, their rush has been there, but the sacks haven't, and they say, probably rightfully so, we put too much emphasis on the sacks. But at some point, don't you need the numbers, too? I mean, doesn't that tell a little bit of the story of a pass rush, how many sacks you have?
I think it tells some of the story. I don't think it tells all of the story. I think the story is we've got to do a good job in stopping the run game, and that will help our numbers. And we've been emphasizing the run game more so than we've been emphasizing anything else this week.
Is that because that's been a little bit more of a problem, stopping the run?
I think that we have to get people in situations we want them into, not let them dictate the circumstance.
So Justin Tuck said that perhaps the guys on the offensive line are, you know, worried about outside distractions, you know, and not just focusing on beating the guy in front of them, giving offenses too much credit. Would you agree with that?
You'd have to ask Justin that question. He answered that question, so I can't. No, I don't know what outside distractions he's talking about.
Are there times you feel like your defensive linemen are just not beating their guys, the offensive linemen?
You know, sometimes they're winning. A lot of times the ball's coming out pretty quick. We keep times on when the ball comes out. You know, it's people have taken a different approach to us this year. There's not as much five step. That quarterback is really, that ball is coming out. We've been beating some people pretty clean at times, but we just haven't had the, I think we've publicized our sacks so much that people have taken a different approach on how they pass protect, how they get the ball out against us.
Harry, how adept is Flacco at getting the ball out quickly?
Oh, he can do it. I can recall my first year in 10 in the preseason. They had a no-huddle quick game attack that really was effective. And so it's in his repertoire. Will they use that this game or not? That's the chess match we'll see.
Talk a lot about Roll being kind of a fire leader. And, you know, he was the first to admit last week's game wasn't his best. But over the years, I mean, how did you see him kind of earn the credibility, you know, as a new player coming in to be able to say some of the things that he says?
Well, he was a top priority free agent when he came in, and you know, Rantrell, he does a lot of his talking by what he displays on the field. He does a lot of it by action. When he really speaks up and says something, guys take notice, you know, because he normally doesn't spout off a whole lot. I think his work ethic and what he does on the practice field, he very seldom ever misses a practice. We've talked about that during the course of this season. I think that earned him the respect from his teammates and his coaches and everybody that's involved with him that, hey, if he says something, it's pretty credible.